and Snuffy did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar.
Burglar, burglar.
Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Hello, and welcome back to Trends with Benefits, the only show on the internet that's talking about what's cool on the internet. And we're back after a long hiatus. We haven't had an episode in a while. And that's my fault. We did one recently with... I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, it's me, your friend Agata, and we don't have any guest here. I'm so sorry, but Gabe was mid-sentence, so go back to that.
Yeah, we recorded an app with our friend Andy Neese.
We did, and it unfortunately got soaked up into the wires of the internet, and that is legitimately happened.
Yeah.
The internet ate it.
It succumbed to the horror that's known as Robo Laura Hall's naughty shredder.
Well, honestly, I'm so pissed at her that she can just take one of her episodes like that and throw it into her shredder. But you know what? When she wants to do what she wants to do, we can't stop her, really. Because even though we keep her in that closet, she can open the door herself. You know, she's gotten a little smart.
Well, I will say this about Robo Laura Hall in general, which, I mean, I'm revealing to you guys for the first time, is since we last did an episode, I have done some big upgrades to all of her systems.
What?
And, like, basically, I upgraded her whole AI system, and she's basically the ideal virtual assistant now.
What?
So, like, seriously, like... Awesome. Like, let's bring her out.
All right.
Okay.
Let's roll her on out of here.
Because she can do a ton of stuff that she couldn't do before.
Great. I'd love
to
see
her. Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. Can't wait for you to be useful, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, for example, we didn't have a guest booked for this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, watch this. Robo Laura Hall, can you book us a guest for the next podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Who will you book for us?
Who do you want?
I don't know. Like somebody
Oprah.
Cool. I mean, she's not magical. I'm just trying to show you that she can do
Oprah.
Some like
I can get Stedman.
We'll take it.
Okay. Can you book Stedman on the show? We'll record it next Friday.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. So now add it to all of our calendars and write an email to Stedman and just make it all happen.
Adding now.
Oh, all our phones went off.
Our phones went off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's oh, they rang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the calendar.
Great.
Invite.
Dear Stedman.
Get to watch her.
Remember me.
Sounds like a threat. Remember me.
I watch you at night.
Why do you... What's going on here? Why is she watching him at night?
Please come to a show.
Okay. Now we're getting there.
You owe me.
This is great. See, I normally we wouldn't need her necessarily to read the email that she's writing to Stedman. they apparently have some history.
I think it's good that we hear it because we're just working out the kinks in this, and it sounds like there's still a lot of kinks left.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You all heard that.
Yeah, we did. So
I will be more quiet.
Thanks. See, she's adaptable, too. Do you have anything like... Anything like, I mean, we have a lot of work we have to do to prepare for this show.
Can you fill up my gas tank? I'm like at zero and I don't know how I'm going to get home.
Yes.
Okay, great. Perfect. Just what I needed today. Guys, it's been a long day.
Dear Stedman.
Is this take two or is it just another letter?
I think she's going to try and get Stedman to fill up your gas tank.
I need you to fill up the car. You owe me.
Wow, Stedman really owes Robolora.
Oh, wow.
What's going on with those two? I guess we'll never know.
Wow.
As long as my tank is full, I'm happy. That's what I always say.
Well, I mean, I'm just so glad that our podcast is really at the forefront of the sort of like artificial intelligence world. We have a fully operable robot who can respond and
it's exciting.
Has opinions and yeah. It's crazy.
It has connections to Stedman for some reason.
It's very impressive.
It's very impressive, yeah.
Ask God is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask God to make it taste sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Got a board certified addiction medicine.
So we've got a question that came in that I read earlier today.
Uh-oh. Gabe sounds bummed.
All right. Let's hear it.
This question is from Brighton M. Agata, let me just begin by saying how much I appreciate the off-kilter brand of wit you espouse, mention the indefatigable spirit with which you espouse it. You are truly a soul sister of my own pedigree. I am not a woman, and I fully support you in all of your willingness to say, what the hey. That being said, I do not have much good to say concerning your two mumbling, mouth-breathing, misinformed co-hosts. But this is not the issue I was hoping you would address. Sandals with socks, yeah or nay? Thank you, Brighton M. Deschien.
Wow.
Brighton M. Deschien.
Wow, that's a lot going on. I feel like you spent most of that question being rude to my friends, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not before buttering you up. Yeah.
Well, I like that part.
Well, we all like that part.
Yeah, we all like that part. We were all loving it.
Who asked this guy? Who asked this guy? That's what I want to know. Who even asked this guy? Did you ask this guy?
I didn't ask this guy. You asked this guy?
Why did this guy call me his soul sister?
I don't know.
And then specify I'm not a girl.
Also, okay, you got us, right? A couple, me and July are a couple of big, dumb dorks, right? July and me, yeah. A couple of the biggest, dumbest dorks that you'll ever meet. Couple of mouth-breathing guys.
Listen, it's not your fault that there's allergies in the air and you can't breathe out of your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Who asked you, Brighton? I gotta defend my friends. They're a couple of real nice, funny guys, all right? But to get to your question... Hell no, let's not wear socks and sandals because that's disgusting. Also, sandals in any capacity is disgusting to me. Thank you.
I disagree. I think this guy should wear socks and sandals because he's a big fuckface and we should all be able to see what a big fuckface he is.
Yeah, Brighton, if that's even your real name, doesn't sound like you brightening up this room.
No, my day isn't brightened.
Not at all. It's worse. And
yeah. Yeah. That's the opposite of Brighton.
Who even asked this guy?
You asked this guy?
I didn't ask this guy.
Louis? Oh, he's fast asleep. Maybe he asked the guy. Listen, I feel like emotions are getting high. I just gotta say, thank you so much for all the nice things you said about me. But
we're a package deal.
Yeah,
right?
Unfortunately.
We come with Agata.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But also, like, if you want to hang out just separately, just hit me up. Like, just send me another thing and says you want to hang out with me. Just me, not them either. They don't have to know. But okay, and Ask Agata is over. Thank you guys so much for your help. You're my best friends.
If you want to send a nice question to Ask Agata, you can do so. On our website, twb.cool/ask. That's how Brighton did it. But you can also, if you're not too chicken, you can call our hotline at 432-AGOTTA-HI, and you can say it out loud to our face that you think that we're a couple of big dorks.
Yeah, Brighton, get on that phone and dial that number. What is it again?
432-AGOTTA-HI.
Yeah.
Try and brighten our day with your voice.
Okay. Great segment, guys. It really went well, and everyone's feeling
good.
Let's
hear how you breathe through your nose when you breathe.
Yeah, I bet you breathe through your face, Brighton.
Robo Laura Hall, will you put Brighton on our shit list?
We got a couple of guys in our shit list,
yes,
for sure.
Will you read our shit list back to us?
Shit list. Brighton.
Brighton?
Who else is on there?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Well, that one makes sense for sure. God, she's the worst.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Brighton and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Do we have anyone else to put on our shit list right now, or is that okay for now?
I have a lot on my personal shit list. I don't know if we got to throw them onto our company one, you know?
Okay.
Then
no.
We gotta pay taxes and stuff.
No, we're fine right now, Robo Laura Hall. That'll be all.
Lewis Tomlinson rocks his signature indie rocker style as he steps out to run errands in West Hollywood.
Okay, now this sounds like a trend just for me. Literally me as the only listener to the show that would care about this. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Longtime listeners of the show know that I'm a big fan of One Direction. Shout out to Darcy Carden, our One Direction episode. You guys remember how great that was, right? You loved every second.
Louis Liam Lyon Zoyle Zane.
Zoyle.
You know
that? Harry Louis Liam Niall Zane.
There you go. What about Zoyle, though? What's he up to?
I don't know. This sounded to me like breaking news.
Yeah.
He was out shopping in West Hollywood sporting his signature indie rock look.
That is crazy.
Which is, if you want me to describe it, I can totally can.
Let's hear more.
It's a white t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's super indie rock.
With a brown jacket.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting there.
Some blue jeans, and some, looks like Chuck Taylors.
Chuck Taylors, huh?
That's pretty indie rock.
That's a remarkable outfit for sure, and it's worth a headline news story.
Is he, so Louis, he's the indie rocker of the group?
He's the dad now. He's like, he's got to be like the corny dad.
Right.
He's a daddy?
Yeah. Remember we talked about his baby. Everyone thinks it's fake.
Oh, that's right.
So now that he's a dad, he has to like indie rock? Is that how it goes?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think once you become a dad, you just automatically start liking dumb shit, right? Is that right? I don't know.
Is indie rock dumb shit?
No, I don't. I mean, it's boring, right? Am I right?
What would you say is indie rock? Is that song, "You're Unbelievable"? Oh, is that indie rock?
I wouldn't throw that in there now. Maybe like a Wilco or that kind of shit, you know, that like guitar-y bullshit.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. Dave Matthews.
Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah, maybe throw in some Eminem, like whatever you're feeling.
Some Skittles,
Eminems, Kit Kats.
Twix challenge. You taking the Twix challenge?
Oh, what is that?
Are you a left Twix or are you a right Twix?
What does that mean?
This segment is sponsored by Twix. You ever just want a caramel flavor in your mouth but don't know whether you want the left side or the right side of your mouth to taste chocolatey, get a Twix. Now, the Twix challenge is there are two pieces of Twix, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a left side and then there's a right side.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer? Twix challenge. Hashtag Twix challenge. Thank you, Twix.
Listen, I'm going to say they got to be the same thing, right?
No.
They got two different factories.
Same factory, different taste. Okay. Twix challenge.
I hate to be the one who goes against the grain, but this is especially hard for me to choose because I like to put both Twix under my lip like I'm a walrus.
That's what we call walrusing the Twix.
I like to crush them together into one giant Twix bar.
Oh.
Mm. I like to take the left Twix, eat that, throw the right Twix away, because I'm a lefty, baby. Twix challenge.
Oh. I never knew. I never knew that it mattered. And I honestly, I think it's all hype, guys. I don't think it exists.
You don't think the Twix challenge exists? Yeah. Because it's trending.
All right. Why don't you put your blindfold on and try both sides and tell me which one's which?
Okay, fine. Let me get my blindfold.
God, it's fucking huge. What? Why do you need such a... Just put something that'll fit over your eyes.
Okay, I'm putting both the Twixes in my mouth.
Why'd you put both in? You should do one at a time to determine which one's which. Now they're just both in there.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, the Twix challenge was a huge disappointment.
Well, we've covered that trend that about Twix that was what Robo Laura Hall talked about at the beginning of this trend, right?
What was it?
Louis Tomlinson was eating Twix.
Okay, well, listen, Louis, you're a young lad out on the town. You've got that cute little accent. You've got a baby, but you didn't lock down that baby mama, so you're out on the town. You can hit up any girl you want. You're rich as hell. Good for you, you know? Get out there.
It's over, bro. Once you start listening to indie rock, you're old. You are old. Once you start spinning that Counting Crows instead of Megadeth, that means you're old.
Okay. And so someone send that message right along to him.
Grandmother's Google search goes viral.
Okay, now this is a very cute trend. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
I perused it.
It's very adorable. It was a grandma that she's Googling, but she's being very polite with her request. Can you read exactly what it said, July, please? I mean, sorry, Rebel or Hall. July is not even close to her.
Sure, I'll read it. Okay. Let me see.
All right, get closer to her because you were really far away.
Getting closer to Rebel or Hall. Yeah. It says she wrote, please translate these Roman numerals. And then she wrote down the Roman numerals and then she put, thank you.
Now, this is a joke that I've been saying my whole life, guys. And this grandma stole it from me and I kind of want to sue her.
This is your joke?
Well, it's been a thing where I talk about Ask Jeeves, which is a funny thing to reference now that it's gone.
Yeah.
And you know, going to Ask Jeeves and typing in, like, what is a butt supposed to look like, Mr. Jeeves? Thank you, please.
Great question.
Wait, let's try it on Robo Laura Hall now that she has her new AI features.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and ask her.
Robo Laura Hall, what is a butt supposed to look like, please? Thank you.
Like this.
She just put on her screen just a picture of a bleached anus.
Wow. Okay. She's really buying into those Hollywood stereotypes.
This
huh?
is a butt.
I know what it is. I can see it.
Stare at.
Okay. Okay. Stare at.
Stare at.
Okay, put it away.
Clear your screen. We don't want to look at it anymore.
she's looking at it. It's really
strange. No, here's more.
Oh, God. She's just doing a slideshow now. But. Well, to be fair, I asked for it. To be fair.
She's a work in progress, you guys.
Yeah.
Slideshow butts.
But, I mean, I've been doing this for years, and now this dumb old grandma is doing it, and she's getting viral. She's living my dream, you guys.
The viral dream?
The viral dream. I guess you have to be a sweet little old lady to get viral these days.
Yeah, Agata, maybe instead of turning it into a big old joke, you should have really been sweet and polite, mm-hmm. like this old lady was. Mm-hmm. You think she was giggling to herself when she said, "Thank you so much, Mr. Google"?
No.
Thanks, July.
She was being very polite about it.
She
kissed her computer screen afterwards.
I think it's very cute, and I think I love the idea that she's been doing it for years, that every time she searches for something, she writes that in, like, "Hello, Mr. Jeeves, it's Grandma here."
Shout out to our friend Darcy Carden, who hosts the Search History Show at UCB.
Wait, why are you shouting?
Just a callback / shout out.
Okay.
Because of search history.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're... Yeah, yeah. So, Darcy, I assume that you listen to all of our follow-up episodes.
Yes.
And you're loving it. We're just talking about you every episode. But also...
You should get this grandma on your show.
Yeah. You gotta get this grandma on your show.
You gotta get this grandma.
And you know what? We should get this grandma on our show because she's a viral sensation and that's what we need.
Should we book this grandma on our show?
Guys, yeah. You know what we should do? We should book like viral people to come on and talk. Like they only have a short window that anyone cares about them. And we can
Dear
get
viral this- grandma.
That's her name.
She's not going to like that.
You owe me.
Why did she owe you?
We could get Damn Daniel on.
Wait, the guy who says it or Daniel?
I want to meet the guy who says it because he seems like a cool friend to have around. You know, he's always, you know, pumping you up, making you feel good.
I get confused though because his name isn't Daniel and it's just too confusing.
That's a pretty, pretty weird story. Your friend gets all the viralness, if I can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But where's his viralness? Where's the guy saying Damn Daniel? The guy in the video is getting all the viralness.
Yeah, what does this guy even look like? Does anyone know?
No.
Robolora Hall, will you book Damn Daniel and the grandma on the show? We'll have them on the show coming up soon, along with Stedman. And yeah, I think that's enough to move on to the next trend. Or
yes, I will put them on the list.
Wait. What's it? Is something happening to her? Her sentences keep cutting off. Can you read the list back to us?
Which list? The shit list?
No, we know the shit list is...
No, read the shit list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stedman. Reese Witherspoon.
Wait, which list is this?
Shit list.
Oh. What is
that? That's it.
Wait, Stedman?
Yeah.
Get Stedman off there. That guy who wrote the Ask a God is supposed to be on there.
Oh, no, no. Sorry. Stedman actually got on there by accident.
No.
She's fucking up at her job.
Okay, now read the booking list.
Okay, read the booking list.
Brighton.
Brighton?
He's not coming on our show.
He's not a real name.
Viral Grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all on board for Viral Grandma.
Dear Daniel.
Dear Daniel.
You mean Damn Daniel? Pay attention, Ripple Hall.
Oh, wait, I think she's...
You owe me.
Writing an email. Let's move on to funny pages.
Yeah.
July's funny pages.
Shout out to our friend Darcy Carden, who sang the July's Funny Pages theme song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Search history.
Because her new show's coming out soon.
Oh, that's right. Congrats to you.
I don't want to claim like it's because she was here first and her popularity just skyrocketed afterward. But I think that might have been what happened.
I mean, it was definitely the show and not the countless hard work hours put in by Darcy. So we take full credit.
Thank you and you're welcome and thank you again.
New listeners, old listeners, viral listeners, small listeners, short listeners, tall listeners.
We get it, all listeners.
I was getting to that, all listeners. This is the part of the show where I, July, cold read a comic strip, and I will let my co-host July. Choose which comic strip I will read.
Is it almost your birthday?
It is.
When is it?
I will not say on
you will say
the
it.
Podcast.
You will say it.
No.
It has been said on the podcast before. Though.
Oh, has
so
it?
If you want to know July's birthday, you'll have to listen to all our back episodes.
Oh, this is a good... yeah, tweet at us if you know what my
23rd.
Birthday is. No.
24th.
No.
25th.
No, the listeners have to tweet
26th.
At... 26th. 27th. Have to tweet at us.
28th.
You already said it.
What are we doing for your birthday? Are we having a party?
Getting
some Dr. Pepper flowing.
Dr. Pepper? Well, if we're talking Dr. Peps, I'm there.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
I love a good Dr. Pepper. Sorry.
So, short listeners. Tall listeners.
We got it. We got all the listeners.
Okay, guys, you guys get to choose what comic strip I read today. I got three choices.
Garfield's
not one of the choices. I got Nancy, Tom the Dancing Bug, and Kathy.
Well, of those choices, I select Kathy.
Kathy it is.
She's sure not to offend me with anything political.
There are 4 or 5 panels in Kathy.
Nice. Now, Kathy hasn't been published regularly for a long time now, so this must be a rerun.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a rerun.
Okay.
All right. First panel. We see a bunch of money stacked up.
Ooh, money.
Someone off panel says, "Amount you'll get for selling your old house." Okay.
So it's if you sell your old house, you'll get a big pile of money is what it's saying.
Yeah. Second panel, we see a higher stack of money. Someone off panel says, "Amount you'll need to buy a new house."
Uh-oh. Already trouble.
Uh-oh.
Third panel, we see but a lonely dollar.
$1.
Someone off panel says, "Amount you'll have to buy the new house after paying all expenses on the old house."
I feel like this is starting to get political, but I'll let it fly.
Fourth panel. We finally see Kathy.
Finally. God. I was about to say, when do I jerk off?
Well, take your pants off and take your dick out because Kathy's finally here and she's looking sweet in her nice blazer. But she's not alone. She's with two of her colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who kind of has like a short haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman who has another blazer on with black hair. Kathy and her friend, the man says,
mm-hmm.
"We're sorry. We're unable to process this at this time. Please recalculate and try again." Now, does anyone have a guess as to what the final panel is?
But she's gonna it's gonna be a stack of pancakes. She's gonna say, "Number of pancakes I need to ease the stress of all these money woes."
Great guess. Agata.
It's going to be... I don't know anything about Kathy. Is she married?
Looks like she might be married in this scenario.
She might be divorced. I don't know. I don't know when this comic falls in the Kathy timeline. So she may be married or divorced at this time.
Married or divorced. Well, that tells me a lot. Maybe she kills herself. I don't know.
Whoa.
That's usually your guess. People either kill themselves or say they hate their life.
Honestly, that's how I expect everything to end.
Okay. The final panel is the woman who's been giving the presentation the whole time about money is finally revealed next to her graph of the money stacks that she was pointing toward in the previous panels. And she says, 2005, year of the bounce reality check.
We never would have guessed that. Dumb pun.
Oh, 2005, she would have still been married at that time.
She got divorced?
Oh, yeah, 2008.
That's rough. It's rough on the kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was pretty bad. Bounced reality check?
Yeah, it was...
Horrible.
Yeah, really bad.
Let's get Garfield my in here.
My pancakes joke would have been way better.
Oh, for sure.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God. That was a different end theme, wasn't it, this time?
Yes, and it immediately started playing when I didn't want it to do that, but it's okay.
Oh, that's fine. This is something we didn't talk about. We talked about it on the previous episode that we recorded, but lost, which is that, you know, everyone loves the hoedowns. We will do them as much as possible, but they're not going to be on every episode because Agata hates them, and we hate trying to force her to do them.
It's true, I hate them.
Alternately, when we don't have hoedowns, we'll have no downs, which is my segment, also known as Gabe's Games. And so we're going to play a game.
Oh!
You guys want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
July, can you find the underground theme from Super Mario Brothers?
You sure?
And point to me when you play it.
Okay. Let's see if this is it.
Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Tweety little liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety little liars? Okay, so it's time for Tweety Little Liars.
I love Tweety Little Liars.
This is the segment where I find a Twitterer on the internet, and I will gather some of their tweets. Ooh. But into the mix, I'll throw in some Tweety Little Liars, which aren't real tweets, but rather lie tweets written by me.
Ooh.
To trick you. Right?
A little trickster, huh?
Yep, that's how it works. So, you know, there are certain people we play on this show that you guys would agree I have a handle on their voice. Like Larry King,
Larry King, yeah. Ugh.
I'm pretty good at
so hard
nailing a Larry King tweet, right?
You're too good at nailing a Larry King tweet.
I tried to do somebody different this time, and I thought... It didn't really work out.
Okay.
But I thought I'd give you one of them to see if you guys can figure out which one is real or not. I tried to do Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So which one of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Tweet number one. The press is so totally biased that we have no choice but to take our tough but fair and smart message directly to the people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or... I'm watching at Fox News and how fairly they're treating me and my words, and at CNN and the total distortion of my words and what I'm saying. Or I have the best butt. It's a terrific butt. And it's on my face, which is the best face. And my mouth is a fantastic anus. The best anus. And it spews terrific diarrhea at all times.
This is tough.
I know. I mean, we all know how much Donald Trump loves talking about his butt face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that one's definitely a go through. Maybe, I don't know, Fox, CNN. He seems, I don't know if that's on brand for him.
Yeah. I always picture Donald Trump being on television, not watching television. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise he'd know how much we all talk about, discuss his butt face.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go A.
We're going to go B.
Oh, you guys are both wrong. It was C.
What?
The butt face went C. I'm surprised you guys didn't get that one. But I guess I was kind of speaking in his voice, so sorry. Maybe I'll do Donald Trump again, because apparently I'm able to nail him as well as I do Larry King. So.
You really embodied him when you went to that one, so I just thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're doing Larry King this week, so... Are you ready to do some Tweety Little Liars Larry King edition?
Yeah.
Ooh, you little sneak.
Agata, pick from the following categories. Would you like sweets, cake, or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Okay. Which of these tweets is a Tweety Little Liar?
Do you have real ice cream?
Do I have ice cream?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Do you need ice cream? It sounds good.
It sounds great.
It does sound good.
To be honest, it sounds great.
Maybe after the show we'll get some ice cream. Okay. Okay, which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Nothing compares to an ice cream bar. Or, I always have a sweet tooth for ice cream cake. That could have gone in the cake category too, but...
That's a tone of line.
Or, butter pecan might be the most underrated ice cream flavor.
Hmm.
I got it.
Okay, he definitely likes butter pecan because that's like an old man thing. This is hard. Nothing compares to an ice cream bar.
Okay, I'll put an A for Agata.
That's me, finally.
July?
Yeah, can I be A1?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say B.
B. You guys are both wrong. It was the butter pecan one was the Tweety Little Liar.
Oh, no.
How?
That fits with his persona, though.
July.
What is that?
Please choose from the next categories.
Okay.
Animal musings. Mm-hmm. At the supermarket or at the movies?
At the movies.
Okay. Which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? The best place to see a movie is a movie theater.
Agreed.
I try to be quiet at the movies, but sometimes I have questions. Or I always get to the movies early so I can watch the trailers.
Wow. I do see Larry King as a guy who has a lot of questions, so I'm going to say that.
You're going to say that one?
Yeah.
Is the liar?
Oh, wait, no. I just realized what game we're playing. What was the first one again?
The best place to see a movie is the movie theater.
That doesn't sound like something you would say. I say C is the Tweety Little Liar.
Okay, A1. Agata?
I'm going to say A. No!
You're both wrong. It's sometimes I have questions. That was the Tweety Little Liar.
Gabe, you're too good at this.
But he's an interviewer. He has questions all the time. Of course he would tweet about that.
Okay. This may just come down to whoever could get one right.
Okay.
Okay, Agata.
You make it too hard.
Please choose from the following categories. That's Weird, Larry. Or Animal Musings. Or Food.
Animal.
Animal Musings. Okay, which of these is a tweety little liar?
Tweety little liar. Tweety little liar.
Is it A, how do dogs make their tails wag? B, I don't know why cats don't seem to like me. Or C, I wonder what it's like to be a frog. Two of those are real Larry King tweets. What is a tweety little liar?
Frog.
The goddess says frog.
Dogs wagging their tails is a tweety little liar.
No!
What?
You're both wrong again!
Come on.
I don't know why cats don't seem to like me. It's the one I made up.
But you would totally see that.
Game.
Because I could imagine myself as a cat not liking him.
Wow. But he really did wonder, how do dogs make their tails wag? And I wonder what it's like to be a frog. Okay, July.
Uh-huh. Tiebreaker? For the 1 point.
At the supermarket. That's Weird, Larry. Or food.
That's Weird, Larry.
Okay. That's Weird, Larry. Which of these is a tweety little liar? I know it's a right-handed world, but sometimes I wish I was a lefty.
Talking about jacking off. Obviously.
I'm deathly afraid of oversized towels.
Talking about jacking off, obviously.
Or, I've kept every card anyone ever sent me.
Huh. Okay. That does sound weird. I've kept every card. Like, what card is it? What kind of cards would he be getting, and why would he keep them? I'm gonna say that one's a tweety little liar.
Okay.
Towels.
July is correct.
Yes.
No!
He hasn't kept every card anyone ever sent to him.
Of course. Well,
July got one.
Yes.
This is fucked up.
Obviously, the other ones, he was talking about jacking off, and we all know Larry King's a big masturbator in the community. The broadcast community.
Good job, July. You got one right. Let's play the outro to Tweety Little Liars. Tweety little liars, tweety little liars, tweety little liars, tweety little liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the tweety little liar?
Louis didn't like that at all.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Please continue to send your Ask a Gotta questions to twb.cool/ask.
And maybe make them a little nicer because we all read them. You know?
Yeah.
Be nice. There's three of us here. We're friends. And if you sent them a question about how you didn't like me, I wouldn't like that.
No. We wouldn't like that either. So, you know, come on. And who asked that guy?
Brighton.
Anyway. July, do you have anything to plug?
No, but I will give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Oh, okay. Would like, yeah, that's
to
cool.
Have anything to plug?
Yeah, let's see.
I want to plug Roadies with Luke Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's a new Showtime show coming out.
Never cool. Heard of it.
You're excited about that show, Robo?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm interested. Will you set my DVR to record it?
Set DVR.
Wow. I mean, this technology is really impressive, I would say.
All Showtime shows.
What? No, I don't want all Showtime shows. Just that one.
Roadies.
Yeah, roadies. Just roadies. Agata, do you have anything to plug?
God, I've been watching a lot of MasterChef. So I just want to plug... honestly, I want to plug all the people that have to clean up the messes on that show. You know how... You guys know what I'm talking about? They do all these theatrics, like, hey, let's fill this room full of fucking marshmallow cream. And then all I'm thinking about is someone has to go in there and clean up all that gross shit off the ground. So I want to plug those hardworking Americans or immigrants. Maybe they're not Americans. They're in there. They're cleaning up the floor. They're loving their jobs. And they're doing the hard work. And they're not playing around the marshmallow cream like the stupid contestants on the show. They're really doing real work.
Give me that job. I'll clean that marshmallow cream up with my mouth.
Matt, too.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It can be found on the web at twb.cool. Please, hey, we just appreciate you listening. That's all. Right?
Incoming message from Stedman.
Hold on.
Roba Laura Hall.
Oh, God. She reads her texts out loud?
I don't know you anything. Stop bothering me. Love, Stedman.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, it's great that he still says love.
Well, that's nice. We can end on that note then. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time with special guest Stedman. Thanks so much, and bye!
Bye! Bye.